This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Elizabeth Warren has admitted that she messed up and when she faked her heritage, and she's trying to figure out how to recover. There is no recovery. We'll talk a little bit about that. I told you guys before that there were many things brewing. I want to go into Ocasio-Cortez threatening Donald Trump Jr. all because of a meme that he put out. They said he was trolling her. We'll go into that a bit. Mueller, major problems. We talked about it through Victor David Hansen, and he wrote this piece a while back, just kind of explaining things. But Mueller and Comey have bigger problems that we'll go into a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you. We got too much to talk. If we only talked about the problems of the Democrats, I would put a smile on your face. It would be like you opening your Christmas present today. I don't know that I want to do that. I mean, we got lots of Christmas presents coming, and I'm afraid that you'll open them all before Christmas. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to KJRadio.com. Here's what I want to thank you for. I want to thank you folks for downloading the show, listening to it at your leisure, for telling your friends who have Apple products to go to iTunes and search for the Kevin Jackson Show and downloading and listening to it. I had a friend of mine, he called me the other day. He had just gotten back from the Amazon. I mean, this dude, here's the story. This is a great story. He's with a 92-year-old World War II veteran. He's with an 86-year-old guy. I'm not sure, but both of them were military. And they were these were the head crackers. And I don't know their names or whatever. We didn't get into detail. But my buddy, yeah, man. He goes, Kev, I just got back from the Amazon. He goes, I actually took out insurance for them to send my body home if I didn't make it out. I went, what? Yeah. So he says they fly into Bolivia. They end up, you know, trekking over to this place. He goes, you can't get there by normal means. He goes, so we jump in these hollowed out boats and the indigenous people take us into the jungle. And he goes, man, they got all kind. He goes, there were no rocks. He goes, there's no rocks. It's sand and it's jungle. He says, we got these guys with machetes chopping their way through to get us into this camp. And they're going to go meet these indigenous people. The two old guys with him, he says, one guy, he's well into his 90s. I said he's 92. He's well into his 90s, but he's still active. I want you to imagine a 90-something-year-old man going on a trip to the Amazon with his 86-year-old buddy. The other guy was 86. I know that. So Vince is telling me, he says, Kevin, he goes, it was so hot and humid. He goes, I thought we were going to, he goes, man, we're trying to drink water. He goes, I'm thinking we're going to die. You know, it's going to die of heat stroke. He says, we get out of the boat, start walking. The 90-something-year-old man starts throwing up. Just, he's heaving and throwing up. And Vince, and he says, the indigenous guys yell out something like, orale, not orale, they said, andale, jaguar. Because I just told him, I said, yeah, you were facing not only the elements there, you were facing jaguars. And he goes, yeah, I didn't even know it. So he goes, this 90-something-year-old guy's throwing up, walking down the trails. They're macheting them a path. And Vince is going, he says to me, I think he's going to effing die on me. Because he had agreed with this man years ago, they're friends. He says, we're going to go to the Amazon together. So that's why they planned this trip. He says, I'm thinking this guy's going to die on me. So he's saying to his buddy, and by the way, Vince is in his 50s. So he says to his 90-something-year-old friend, you all right? And the guy's like, shut the hell up. Stop asking me if I'm all right. And he's yelling at him to keep walking. Okay? So they get to camp. He goes, and the guy's still sick, but he goes, I look over, and he goes, the 80-something-year-old guy is beet red. His lips were so chapped, they were bleeding. He goes, they had cut open and were bleeding. So Vince looks over to him and says, hey, to his, I don't know the names. He says, hey, your lips are bleeding. And the guy says, shut up. I know. I can taste the blood. And Vince is like, If that's how the trip went, he says, I just kept my mouth shut. It didn't matter what was going to happen. These old cats were ready to go. So I said to him, man, can you imagine what these guys were like in their 20s, in their 30s? These are 80 and 90 plus year old men who are telling you to shut up, suck it up, buttercup. I'm cool. You just keep telling your stories. Let's get this camp set up and let's get to going. So they were in the Amazon for, I think he said, 9 days. And then they trekked out and came back home. What an adventure. See, that's when men were men. That's the way this country was formed. Those are the times. Both of these guys, veterans. I don't know of which wars. I think they're World War II. But Vincent promises, guy says, we're going to do this. And they've got a history together. And my friend Vince is an executive with a financial services firm. He's a wealthy guy and can make these kind of things happen. He's not super wealthy, but he does well for himself. And I thought to myself, what a treat. What a trip. But yeah, so anyway, I don't even know why I was telling you that story, but I guess to kind of point out that, one of the things that Vince told me, he says, you know what it told me? He says, I got a lot more life to live. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to take that from that too. But let me tell you who doesn't have a whole lot of life left to live. These Democrats. They're in big trouble. And we're going to talk about all of them. From Kirsten Gillibrand and the comments she's made. I talked about Kevin Hart earlier in the broadcast. I just alluded. Here's a guy in trouble. Loses a gig because he had said something in a tweet that was politically correct from years ago. And I thought, boy, why did Fox News fire him? And then I remembered, oh, that was me. That was me. I'm the one that got fired for tweeting something. But Kevin Hart got fired from hosting this event that he was going to do because he tweeted something along the lines of, I wouldn't want my son to be gay. If I saw him playing with a dollhouse or something, I'd smash the dollhouse. One of my sons, when he was growing up, he loved this little pink pushy thing, little basket that had a doll in it. And I looked at his mom. I'm like, we got to get that away from him. And I mean, he's like a year and a half. She's like, well, you just chill. He likes the color. There's nothing. He doesn't know there's a doll in there. But I had the same reaction. Like, get that doll away, man. Boy needs to be playing with guns. Get that boy a gun. Fake gun, a play gun, But get him boy stuff. Get him a big old black teddy bear or something. I want him to relate to the tough stuff. And she's like, just chill. None of my boys are gay. I wouldn't want them to be. But so what? That's a natural thing. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm telling you, we're not going to get it all in. And partially because I went on a tangent and told the story about Fence. But good story. I hope you got something out of it. Folks, you're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, we've covered a lot of ground today. I talked about you guys conservatives being amazing people. A little bit about Kevin Hart. I'm going to talk more about him in a bit. Ask you a simple question. How about that caravan earlier? Then we talked a lot about Comey and Mueller, the fixers in big trouble. And then one of my friends, he went to the Amazon. I covered his story. What a story. I told Vince he's got to write a book about that. Went to the Amazon with some old veterans. One guy in his 90s, one guy in his 80s. I will tell you, go back and listen to podcast, kjradio.com. That is an amazing story. And I just touched on it. Maybe I'll have Vince call the show and we can talk about it more. Anyway, 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. I want to cover some tweets. I love covering tweets because you folks are so insightful. You're a wealth of information. I can't know it all. Oh, I know I appear to, but I can't know it all. Oh, man. I mean, on every subject I look into, I can find something from you guys that just go, you blow me away. You're so clever. Anyway, here's one. Rona McDaniel, she's the head of the RNC, And Rona tweeted this, another month, another 27,000 new manufacturing jobs. In less than 2 years, Donald Trump has created 438,000 manufacturing jobs. In 8 years, Obama had a net loss of 192,000 manufacturing jobs. I mean, think about that. We used to be the leader in manufacturing, the world leader. I'm not saying it's all Obama's fault. It was going down that path. But instead of fixing it, he passed the buck. He told us it was the new norm. The new norm. Anybody who believed that somebody was going to change it all up for us was just living a dream, living it. It's not going to happen. Crazy talk. You conservatives? What's he going to do? What's he going to do? The magic wand and everything, right? Speaking of Barack Obama, this is a tweet from Jacob Wall. He's a Twitter friend. And this was so insightful because I think people forget this. We forget how bad this government really is. In spite of everything that's happening right before our very eyes, we kind of go, oody-oody-oody-oody, the government's never going to do that to me. Let me put it to you this way. The government is screwing somebody over all the time. I'm not even trying to be funny about it, but it's true. The government is bending somebody over and just giving them the business every single day, multiple times a day. And it could be a whistleblower. It could be somebody just got a bad attitude. You know, some boss doesn't like you or whatever. It could be somebody covering up one of their crimes. And I'm telling you, the mafia has nothing on what this government can do to you and has done to people. And just as a reminder, this is what Jacob Wall tweeted. Remember Barack Obama threw an innocent man in jail for making a silly YouTube video because he needed someone to blame for Benghazi. Now, he keeps calling Trump a fascist. Did you forget that? Barack Obama blamed the dude for the 9/11 attacks in Benghazi, Libya, and he said it was his video. And then they orchestrated an entire thing to make him look guilty, and they threw him in jail. Remember the guy, the Atlanta bomber, the Olympic bomber? It was a security guard that saw the thing and was suspicious and reported it. He got accused of being the bomber. This dude almost went bankrupt over that. I mean, he probably did go bankrupt. Go look at the story. I don't know the details. I'm giving you some reminders. I'm going off memory here. I'm not Googling while I'm working here. He can Google while he works. He can Google. I'm not Googling while I'm working. I'm just working. But I'm saying, Google it yourselves out there in radio land. You got smartphones. Just pull it up. What was the guy's name? Anyway, it was Atlanta Olympic bomber. They accused the guy who actually tried, who reported it, as being the dude who did it. Fast forward. Whistleblowers. Where is old what's-his-face that they made the movie about? You know what I'm talking about. Real smart guy. He went to Russia. Have we heard anything from this guy in forever? This guy was, as they say in Massachusetts, wicked smart. Wicked smart. And he built all kinds of algorithms, and then he figured out that the NSA was using him to spy on Americans. Snowden. Thank you. Snowden. He became a whistleblower. And where is he? He's languishing over in Moscow somewhere. I don't know what he's up to. I hope he's on our side, because let me tell you, if Putin is putting that boy to work, we're in trouble. But Obama put a dude in jail for making a YouTube video. All because he wanted to make it sound like that guy was the inspiration for what happened in Benghazi. He knew that was a lie. Are you kidding? That's ridiculous. What about Michael Flynn, General Flynn? You starting to believe he got set up? Of course he got set up. Papadopoulos. Do you really think Papadopoulos is that bad of a guy, of a criminal? Cohen. I may not like Cohen, but I don't think he deserves 4 or 5 years in prison. Rapists don't get that. Some murderers don't get that. And let's face it, some elitists will never see the inside of a prison. They're the shot callers, telling people what to do, the Hillary Clintons of the world, the Barack Obamas. Yeah, go drone him. Put out a hit on him or her. These are people with a lot of power, destroying folks. Nobody cares. Barack Obama went after the media. He threatened to put people in prison because they dare want to do their jobs and report the truth. And do you think the left is complaining about it? We're in a different world, totally different world than anything we've ever known. And it's a scary world. I think it is anyway. So much going on. And here's what's interesting. If you watch the world, like what's going on in the United States, and apply it to other countries. Like, for example, France. I'm going to talk about France in more detail tomorrow. But here's the deal. France is really happening, and people might get mad at me, but they'll say, Kevin, you're piling on, or they'll say it's a conspiracy. Whatever. Say whatever you want. I don't care. But here's the deal. The reason why France is in turmoil is partially because of Barack Obama. I know people, oh, I know what you're saying. But it is. It's partially because of Barack Obama. Barack Obama did not take a strong enough stance in global issues, and he capitulated to the nonsense of the European Union with things like global climate change. Why do you think they're over there? If Barack Obama said, look, the United States is pulling out of the Paris Climate Accords. We don't believe in this nonsense. We're going to clean up our air. We've already done things on our end, but you guys can go it alone. I don't recommend it. It's socialistic. It'll hurt your people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He would have been fine, but he didn't do that. And Macron went along with it, and France is where it is. Got to leave it there for now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump has said he would partially shut down the government in a dispute with Democrats over the border wall. President Trump met with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer at the White House, where, again, the wall was a main topic of conversation.
Tremendous amounts of wall have already been built, and a lot of wall when you include the renovation of existing fences and walls. We've renovated a tremendous amount.
The president also had a message for Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer.
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring in.
The man who rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally will face life behind bars. That's what a jury is recommending. A judge will make the final decision on March 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I talked earlier about Kevin Hart. Actually, I talked more about my own personal situation, and I touched on Kevin Hart. So I'll talk a little bit about it. It was, I believe, in the first hour of the program. Thanks for being here, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Kevin Hart gave a heartfelt apology about what he had tweeted. And what's funny is he says, you know, hey, if the Motion Picture Association doesn't want me, he says they asked me to apologize and I wouldn't do it. And so they let me go. And I could relate to Kevin Hart because the same thing essentially happened to me with Fox. And I said, no, I'll stand on principle. Now, the only thing I didn't do was Kevin Hart actually apologized for his tweets of what he said about not wanting his son to be gay. I'm not apologizing about what I said about the women that accuse Kavanaugh of being a gang rapist. I stand by every word. And I would recommend that no matter what you stand for in life, you not take it back. What are you going to say today that somebody's going to say in a year from now, 10 years, 20 years from now, that was offensive to me? I mean, the stuff that's offensive to people now cracks me up. When I was growing up, people worked on trannies. Now you can't say that word because it's supposedly taboo to talk about working on a transmission. And instead of saying transmission, calling it a tranny. Why? Because somebody decided they wanted to steal a word and make transgender, you know, that's a new word. And then people would call them trannies because they shortened that. And suddenly it's taboo to use the word. It's ridiculous. Words have double meanings. And if you want to take it the wrong way, sorry for you. And you could go through the lexicon, but you know who always pays the price? It's generally conservatives or people who, I mean, look, I'm not going to make this a liberal or conservative thing. I don't really give a crap. I don't care if you're the Aryan Nation and you say, Kevin, I hope all black people are killed and you want to use the N-word or whatever. You have a right to say it. I have a right to say you're an idiot and walk away. But we are so sensitive. And so Kevin Hart says this, and what's funny, Cuomo and Don Lemon being gay, they decide they're going to discuss this, and it's interesting. I've got a couple of clips I'm going to play here, but one of them is Cuomo and Kevin and Don Lemon discussing Kevin Hart, and here's what they had to say.
Kevin Hart, the comedian chosen to host the Oscars, he's facing backlash over old tweets that say bad things about gay people. In one 2011 tweet, he wrote, "Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, stop, that's gay." And another from 2010, he says, "Someone's profile pic looks like a gay billboard for AIDS." And in 2009 tweet, he says, "Call someone a fat-faced," I don't know, you read it for yourself. Hart has been deleting some of the offensive tweets. Here's what he's saying now.
If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve as they get older, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to hold people in a position where they always have to justify or explain their past, And do you. I'm the wrong guy, man.
What do you like, just wake up and come to that thought? That's what it looked like in the video. Let's bring in D. Lemon. Don, we have not heard from the Academy about this yet. What's your take?
I had a little problem with my earpiece, Chris. Go on. So it's just hanging right here. So
nobody
doesn't worry about it. Doesn't care about it.
Kevin Hart.
Again, what was your question?
Kevin Hart is deleting tweets now that are ugly about gay people that he's had from back like 2009, even earlier. He's been deleting them. He says, if you're going to hold somebody responsible for what they were a long time ago instead of what they've grown into today, then do you. I'm not the guy for you then.
Okay, so let me tell you how I feel about this and not knowing... what Kevin said, I think, is destructive, right? I think it's terrible. Gay people are marginalized. They are, in many ways, brutalized, especially folks who are in the trans part of the LGBT community suffer dire consequences all the time. It is terrible. He should never have said it. That said, when someone gives an apology like that, I want to take them at their word. I want to take him at his word. And I think that people can change and they can evolve. Remember, our former president, who actually encouraged legislation to be signed into law that gay people could get married, evolved on that issue.
A lot of politicians.
So
did.
I believe that Kevin Hart can evolve on this issue. I think that Kevin Hart is the kind of person, hopefully he will be, that will work with the LGBT community to... make good on his past regressions and his past sins.
And so, Don Lemon, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Don Lemon's going to, well, I'll take it under advisement. But, hey, here's how he could cleanse himself. He could cleanse himself by working with the gay community, by doing more with the LGBTQ community. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have to cleanse himself of anything. I talked earlier about my stance on gayness. I don't understand it. Now, gay people, Kevin, that's a problem. People don't understand it. No, let me tell you why I don't understand it. Because I watch nature, and I look at how things evolve, how people evolve. Now, we may certainly evolve and become androgynous and, you know, be like, I don't know, seahorses, and, you know, the seahorse female lays in it, or a fish. You know, she puts eggs out there, and the guys just squirt their sperm in the water, and that'll be the end of it. And or maybe the male can become the female and the female can become the male. I know there's some strange stuff going on in nature. But as I understand it right now, I know how we procreate. And it's male and female. That's what I understand. I don't understand a world where females and females and females and males are together. Now, that being said, because it wouldn't last. I'm just saying common sense here. But... if you want to say that it occurs, I completely agree. If you want to say that they shouldn't have humanity upon them, I'm totally in disagreement. I don't want to judge people on sexuality. In my youth, based on how people behave, like, that guy, he's, you know, gay, whatever, I was like, ooh, it is, he's gay. You know, I was part of that crowd that looked at gay people as very strange. I didn't want to be it then. And to Kevin Hart's point, I, too, have evolved to say, I don't really care what you do. You know, I was a product of people telling me what to think about gays. Not anymore. So I don't think anything of it. But I gave my talk about it earlier, so you can listen to that. But I think it's silly that you can say something 5, 10 years ago, 2, 3 years ago, and somebody go, oh, we're going to look at that. Nick Cannon looked at it. He looked at it for... what other people had said, like people like Amy Schumer and what's that vile comedian girl? I can see her face, Jewish chick. Anyway, they looked up what they said about gays. It was far more vile than anything Kevin Hart said. But I want to play what The View had to say as well. Check this out. And listen to, this is, at, what's her name? The girl that used to be on Fox. Listen to what she says. It's so... gushy gooey, overly over the top against Kevin Hart. It's crazy.
After they asked Kevin Hart to do it, he stepped down after anti-gay tweets from his past emerged. Here's what he said about it yesterday. Watch.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on and find another host. So I'm about the tweets in 2009-2010. I chose the past. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
Eventually, he did apologize, and he said he's bowing out, so he's not a distraction on a night that's supposed to celebrate artists. He said he's sorry for this before. He has. He's apologized before. So how many times does he need to apologize, do you think? Or is he cooked? What's the story here?
Well, sometimes you got to eat some crow before you get your dream job, right? He said he's wanted, this is like a dream come true for him to do. So my biggest issue, besides the tweets, which we will not read on the show, but if you'd like to go see just how terrible and vulgar and homophobic they are, go right ahead. But I would warn you. My biggest issue was his non-apology apology. I mean, why not use this as a platform to go out there and speak to one of the biggest audiences you have in the year on television?
Right. So you think he should have gone ahead?
Yeah.
You and Rock used it.
Yes.
One time. Yeah.
Yeah. Go apologize.
That's my opinion.
Look, you know, the Oscars and a lot of award shows, particularly lately since Trump has been president, have been a platform for Hollywood to criticize this president for discrimination, for racism, for homophobia. So I do think that they are, and they should be held up to a higher standard if they are going to have that standing of them, you know, pointing a finger at others. At the same time, I think you got to let people and give people a chance to evolve.
Yeah, really?
In 2009, gay marriage was not legal. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, nobody was pro-gay marriage, except I think you and me, on the Republican Party. That's different from homophobic remarks. Right. But there has been such a perception change, a social change, the largest in our lifetime regarding gay rights, mm-hmm. gay marriage, equality, yeah. LGBTQ, in the last 10 years that we have seen. I think a lot of people have evolved, and we got to give them a chance to do that.
Now, I need to stop it there because I'm going to run out of time this segment. But Hoskins, or whatever her name is, the light-skinned black chick, she comes in and says something even more profound. But let's just stop on this for just a second and finish out the segment. What she said is exactly right. We've evolved. Many people have evolved to finally say, you know what? I'm not thinking about your sexuality. That's not good enough. There's still a lot more that people want from us, and we're all trying to figure it out. What more can we possibly give? Anyway, we'll answer that when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing gay rights issues and Kevin Hart and old tweets and all kinds of stuff. And people have talked about, on The View, they talked about the evolution of society. I will give the left credit in evolving people with respect to gays. I'll give them credit for that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I grew up, the last thing I wanted to be as a young black man was gay. I mean, I knew I wasn't, but I'm saying to be called gay was a real slur. And, you know, if you saw a dude who was gay, he was diminished in your eyes. And that shouldn't be the case. I think as conservatives, we have to recognize that your humanity is not based on your sexuality, no matter what you may think about that. I mean, but I say to gay people all the time, when, oh, Kevin, whenever they would give me grief, and they don't much anymore, but they would give me grief about sex, I would go, look, you don't like the way I have sex and the partners I choose, and I don't like yours. We have an equal dislike. I don't know what's wired in you, if you're a female that wants another female. I mean, I can see you, I mean, I'm wired that way. I want females, right? I can see a woman going, I want another woman. Because I'm wired to want a woman. But I don't understand why women would want another woman. Because most women are wired to want men. If I say to a man, what do you not see in that woman that makes you want her? What do you see in a guy? It's weird wiring to me. But my wiring is equally weird to them. So we all agree our wiring is screwed up. It depends on your perspective. So now if you want to say, well, Kevin, because your wiring is screwed up, and you're a heterosexual, nobody gives you grief. Okay, you got a point. But we've made lots of progress, as they say. You can, Gary or Larry, you can't marry, but you can be together, and I don't care how, and you can go do what you want to do, and I don't really care. I don't think about the way gays have sex anymore than I think about how my friends have sex. So, with that being said, why don't we all just get along? But you can't do it. Because anything that you do, like I had a site, it was called Not Gay. NotGay.com. And it was meant to be, it was a joke site because I'm not gay. And I was proudly not gay. And I started the NGMW, the Not Gay Men's Women Movement. And I did. You guys know I did this. And I did it as a joke on, okay, they have initials, we need initials. So I did the NGMW. Then I said, I'm going to start a lawsuit over who really gets the transgender. Because just because you become transgender doesn't mean you're gay. Now they say, well, it's a deviant behavior. I go, no, not really. If you are a man and you become a woman and you want to date men, as far as I'm concerned, you're part of the NGMW, not gay male woman. Because if you ask a transitional person, do you like, she's transitioning to be a woman. She's not transitioning to be a woman to go date women. She's transitioning to be a woman because she likes men. That's not gay. So it was meant to be this complete and thing to showcase the insanity of this whole discussion for all sides to see. And you know what Facebook did? They shut down my site. We never said a single negative word about being gay. I just said, I'm a proud member of the not gay community. And that's all it took. Anyway, I want to get back to Kevin Hart and The View and all this. So The View, I think her name is Sunny Hoskins, she continues to discuss the Kevin Hart thing. And here's what's funny about leftists. When it's Kevin Hart, they talk about, oh, people can change and there's been this evolution. And look, I believe Kevin Hart is a very different person than when he started. But, you know, and so he can change. But ask him if Trump could change and watch what they'd say. If I were to say to them, well, listen, you guys have demonized Donald Trump. Is it possible that he's changed? Oh, no, he's never changed. He's the same man, you know, whatever. Go look at what they tried to do to Kavanaugh. It's been a lot of years since he did that. Is it possible that he's changed? No, there's no way he's changed. But Harvey Weinstein, he's mad. He's writing people letters going, can you guys help me get out of this? Can you help me people understand I'm different or whatever it may be? 3 decades of enabling, of doing what he did and women enabling and the feminist movement enabling. And don't be surprised if they forgive him. But Hoskins says probably the most profound part of this, which is he's already apologized. Who's looking this stuff up? So here's what she had to say.
And he has apologized for it before. The problem that I have with it is sort of, and I think, Megan, you agree, this kind of mob mentality that we're seeing, these forced apologies, you know, everybody sort of jumping on the bandwagon, not allowing people to evolve, not allowing people to own up to things. I think what was so weird to me was he has apologized for this before.
Yeah.
And for the Academy to then force him to apologize again, I don't understand that.
Yeah, there's nothing to understand. It's the double standard of leftism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So let's talk about the double standard. Because Nick Cannon defended Kevin Hart, and he went and found old tweets from Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, and Chelsea Handler. They also use homophobic language. Interesting, Cannon tweeted on Friday, along with an old tweet of Handler's from 2010. Says, I wonder if there's any backlash here. And in a message she wrote, this is what a F bird likes, like when he flexes. And she used the word that rhymes with hag. Now, the photo and the tweet are no longer available because you can bet these Holly weirdos are out there cleaning up their act. Cannon went on to share a 2012 tweet from Schumer in which she wrote, enjoy Skyfall, hag. I'm substituting the word. I'm about to get knee-deep in Helen Hunt. I'm just saying, should we keep going, he captioned. He also resurfaced a 2010 tweet from Silverman, who recently said, she cringes, quote, at material I did 10 years ago, where she wrote, I don't mean this in a hateful way, but the new Bachelorettes, rhymes with hag. And she says, Hag love Wreck-It Ralph. You know, Wreck-It Ralph breaks the internet or whatever, and included an emoji of a black man with the Mars symbol, which is used to signify the male sexual stuff. Speaking of past mistakes, Silverman recently told The Guardian, all I can do is learn from it, be changed forever by it, and do what I can to make it right going forward. Let me just explain this to you a different way, people. Leftists are hypocrites. See, everything I've done in my past, I stand behind. Some of it's crappy. Some of it, it's like, are you kidding? I was 17 and that's stupid. I was 23 and that's stupid. I was 28 and that's stupid. I was 34 and that's stupid. And that's what it is. See, that's the whole learning and evolving thing. But the only time you can do that is when you profess that you're a leftist. Because if you're right and you evolve, they get all sanctimonious on, oh, no, you're supposed to be Jesus from the time you're born. Really? Everybody cringes at stuff they did 10 or 15 years ago. And circumstances were so different when you did them. In today's society, that maybe it isn't. Things are not as accepted as they were before. I'll tell you what is cringe-worthy to me. There's lots of stuff that girls do today I find cringe-worthy. From 10 years ago, you wouldn't do it. Now they do it and they don't even care. Young girls don't even believe that fellatio is sex. It's rampant. They don't even, they're like, no, it's not. Because Bill Clinton and the whole sexual revolution of women said it's all okay. Anyway, Silverman says she holds herself accountable to her past remarks. She says, I feel like unless you can admit to those things, you can't be changed by them. You can't even forgive yourself for them. Kevin Hart admitted it. He's already apologized. Many people have admitted the things that they've done. They've apologized. But there is no growth for conservatives. Not with leftists. Let me ask it this way. Tell me the backlash that Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman, and Chelsea Handler got over any of this. Show me the backlash. Okay, it's been made public now, right? Show me the backlash. Or if you're going to follow this story where Nick Cannon went back and said, okay, I'll go find some stuff, and he found it pretty much with ease. Let me tell you, there are many other people out there who have tweets, they have Instagrams, they have all kinds of stuff. They have Halloween costumes or whatever it may be that they're embarrassed about. And they're cleaning it all up because they know you can end up in trouble. But look at that. We got three people that have been exposed with homophobic remarks. What do you think's going to happen? You think anybody's going to care? Well, let me give you your answer. Not a person in the world's going to care.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.